This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Inflation is high. You see it, I see it, we talk about it here all the time. But what if I told you that really, it's not as bad as we think right now? In fact, inflation's almost back to where it's supposed to be. Hard to believe, right? But that is exactly the point that Alan Blinder makes. He's a professor of economics at Princeton, also a former vice chair of the Federal Reserve. He was writing about it in the pages of the Wall Street Journal the other day. Professor Blinder, welcome to the program, sir. It's good to have you on.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
For those not versed in the statistical arts, help us understand how you're saying that inflation's down almost to where the Fed wants it to be?
Yeah. So the Fed's target is 2%. But now this is getting deep in the weeds. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
They post that target for not the consumer price index, but for another index called the personal consumption expenditures deflator.
Yep.
That's a mouthful. 2%. The CPI, the consumer price index, runs higher, normally about 0.5% higher, but lately there's been a much bigger gap. So an obvious translation is to a 2.5% CPI target. And if you look at the last 6 months, inflation is running below that, actually, more like 2.
Okay. Is this all the Fed's handiwork? Can Jay Powell and the gang do a victory lap now and depart the field?
No. You know, Jay Powell's a friend of mine. I'd love to give him full credit for this, but I think most of the credit goes to two things. First, falling oil prices. Everyone will remember they were rising early in this inflation and causing tremendous angst. Mm-hmm. And finally, a virtual end to these supply constrictions, restrictions, blockages, limits, etc. Every measure that you can find is way down and almost back to pre-pandemic levels, having soared during the worst of this. All of those supply constrictions were driving inflation higher, and they're pretty much gone now.
Energy, obviously, notoriously volatile. Prices may go back up. You're not worried about the supply chain coming back to bite us again?
I think that's very, very unlikely. You know, if you want something to worry about, there are worry warts in the world that are always looking for things to worry about. You could worry about what may happen in China as COVID ravages the country. That could severely limit Chinese exports. Yeah. I doubt that. It could happen a little. I mean, when I say I doubt that it'll happen on a grand scale.
Right. Right. So, look, we're all real happy that inflation's coming down. But let me ask you about what the Fed is doing, because as Chair Powell likes to say all the time, monetary policy works with a long and variable lag, quoting, of course, Milton Friedman. Do you suppose it's possible, because the Fed is now promising to keep rates elevated for basically as long as they take, do you suppose it's possible that monetary policy, that is the Fed's interest rate policy, is acting faster than it used to?
I think that's not only possible, but likely, but not something we should exaggerate. Mm. The shortening of this famous long and variable lag, I believe, is largely coming from the much faster reaction of the markets to the Fed. Hmm. In the bad old days, the Fed was secretive. Markets didn't know what it was up to. Now the Fed tells the markets, tells everybody, practically hits them over the head with the news. And as a result of that, markets sometimes move the long end of the yield curve faster than the Fed moves the short end. Hmm. But you're measuring that time saving, if you call it that, in months, not in years.
Right. But look, millions of people are going to hear this interview and they're going to say, Alan Blinder said inflation's at 2%, yet Jay Powell and all the rest of them say they're going to keep interest rates really high and that's costing me money. What the heck is going on? How bad is the Fed's messaging problem now?
The Fed is in a very ticklish position.
Yeah.
They can't be as frank as I just was with you. I could say anything and I don't move markets. If Jay Powell sneezes, he moves markets. Yeah. It is too early to declare victory over inflation. It's only 6 months, and that's what Jay Powell or any of the Fed people would say if you had them on the radio. But I say it's 6 months. 6 months is not a week. 6 months is not 2 months. This is not a trivial length of time. Mm-hmm. I think it might take a year of this,
which is to say
another 6 months to convince the Fed to declare victory. They're not about to declare victory yet.
Alan Blinder is a professor of economics at Princeton, also used to be the vice chair of the Fed way back in the day. Had a piece in the Wall Street Journal the other day about inflation actually being a lot closer to where the Fed wants it to be right now. Professor Blinder, thanks for your time, sir. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Kai.